Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7.
Oh,
1057 CFW. To Cornell, we're your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
You're always on the run now, running after somebody.
For your news, weather, sports, and the latest throughout the Chippewa Valley, check out 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap is where Chippewa Valley relies on the latest information to stay informed and up to date on what's happening in our area. For news, weather, and sports, 24 hours a day, rely on 93.5 The Tap. Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
Try your white and eyes. I'm just loving for the moment. Sneezing my back. Well,
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
It starts with
one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I'm designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on to didn't even know. Or wasted it all just to watch you. It all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. One thing, I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property, remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory. I tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all, but in the end, it doesn't even matter.
I've put my trust in you, pushed as far as I can.
Trust in you, pushed as far as I can go. For all this, there's only one thing.
So look here, I put on the back of my bike and we went riding down by old man Johnson's farm. I said, now overcast days never turned me on. Something about the clouds and her mix. She wasn't too bright, but I could tell when she kissed me, she knew how to get a kiss. She wore a raspberry beret, the kind you find in a secondhand store. Raspberry beret, and if it was worn, she wouldn't wear much more. Raspberry beret, I think I love her. Rain sounds so cool when it hits the bottom roof. Horses wonder who you are. Thunder sounds out for the lightning seeds. You feel like a movie star. Listen, this ain't the first time, ain't the greatest. I'll tell ya, if I had the chance to do it all again, I wouldn't change a stroke. Cause baby, I'm the most. But a girl as fine as she was.
Those credit cards from last Christmas. You paid the leftover tax bill. Now it's time for you to get paid back. The $500 throwback payback contest is off and running.
To do is listen to Throwback Nation Radio with me, Tony the Reno, later tonight at 7 for this national contest. Listen up right here for our $500 throwback payback song and win the payback you deserve.
See complete rules and learn more at throwbacknationradio.com.
CFW.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Summer Jam is 2 big days of music from Everclear, Rick Springfield, Live, and Leonard Skinner.
Sweet home.
Summer Jam has more. Marshall Tucker Band, Collective Soul, and the Black Crowes. VIP, general admission tickets, and campsites are on sale. Get yours and check out the full lineup. Go to summerjamwi.com now. Summer Jam 2025 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to summerjamwi.com now. Don't miss this party.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wcfw.fm/contest-terms.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Health officials are reminding Wisconsinites to wear a helmet when they're out riding bikes, skateboards, or electric scooters this summer. They say an average of 70% of the kids who were hospitalized at American Family Children's Hospital last year following a bike accident were not wearing a helmet when they crashed. They also say nearly half of the head injuries resulting from bike accidents could have been prevented if the rider had been wearing a helmet. As the weather starts to warm up, they're hoping kids will take more precautions this year to protect themselves. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced another new multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration. According to a press release from the Wisconsin Department of Justice, the new lawsuit seeks to stop the Trump administration from reducing funding for scientific research in the state, specifically at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and Milwaukee. It requests a court order blocking two National Science Foundation orders that paused multiple projects and would leave the universities unable to pay for research materials. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have announced a $10 million contract for a pavement improvement project on U.S. 53 near Eau Claire. The contract was awarded to Chippewa Concrete Services, and construction is set to get underway on Monday. The project will see repaving work on U.S. 53 from the Gulf Road exit in Eau Claire to 40th Avenue in Lake Halley. The highway will remain open to traffic with single-lane closures and potentially full interchange ramp closures. Construction is scheduled to wrap up in October. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has ruled that small communities do not need permission from the state to stop using electronic voting machines. The decision stems from a lawsuit filed against the town of Thornapple in Rusk County, alleging the town broke state law when it switched from electronic voting machines to hand-counted paper ballots in the April and August elections last year. The decision was 5-1, with Wisconsin Election Commission Chair Ann Jacobs disagreeing with the analysis that found the municipalities don't need the state's permission. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Valley
weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. Mostly sunny skies today and breezy, warm as well. You might also notice some hints of smoke due to those Canadian wildfires. High temperatures right around 80. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Currently, it's 55 degrees. CFW.
I know you think I'm like you. wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
Montserrat Mystique. and more. 105.7.
See you.